The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus and his disciples arrived at the region of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As Jesus stepped out on shore, a man from the city who had demons met him. For a long time, he had not worn any clothes, and he did not live in a house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, shouting, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. The demons begged Jesus not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these, so Jesus gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd stampeded down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they became frightened. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then the whole throng of people of the surrounding region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged that he might be with Jesus, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So the man went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. The story we just heard was filled with fear. A man lived not in a house but in the tombs because people were afraid of him and of the demons that plagued him. The demons who plagued the man were afraid to go back into the abyss. And then Jesus sent those fearful demons into some pigs, and the swineherds went to tell their friends in the city about it. And I don't know what they said, but they probably said, "Well, now I'm afraid. How will I make my living now that Jesus sent all my pigs into the lake?" And then the rest of the people in the town came to see for themselves what had happened, and they were afraid. They were afraid, not because of the demons, and not because of pigs jumping into the lake, but because they saw a person whom they had cast to the edge of town to live in tombs by himself, now sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid because he was healed. They were afraid because he was brought back into their midst, from the edges to the center, from the boundaries to the middle, from having no voice to being tasked by Jesus to tell others what had happened to him. They didn't understand. And it seems clear to me that misunderstanding is one main root of fear. The people, in fact, were so afraid of seeing that man healed that they asked Jesus to leave, to get out of town. In fact, all the people in the area, in the surrounding country, agreed that Jesus needed to go. So this morning's gospel text is a lesson It's a story about healing, and it's also at the same time a story about fear. It's a story about what happens when we encounter someone or something that we do not understand. And with that introduction, let's talk about baptism. Baptism is something that we, the church, experience and participate in, which we don't truly understand. Amen? Are we afraid of it? I mean, I don't think so. Not so much. I mean, if Eliana knew that soon her head will be hit with some cold water, she might be afraid right now. But those of us in the pulpit and in the pews, we're not really afraid of this. We're expectant and joyful and maybe a little hot, but we're not afraid of what is about to happen today. We're not afraid because we've been here before and we've experienced baptisms before. We're not afraid because babies are wonderful and because we need a little reminder of new life and promise today. Amen? But I also wonder if maybe we should be a little bit afraid. If not afraid, then maybe a little more serious about what is about to happen. Because what we do in baptism is that this whole community, from the oldest to the youngest, we will renounce the devil and all his empty promises. And we will renounce the things that are not from God. And we will renounce the things that draw us from God. And we will promise to pray for Eliana and her parents and to walk with them through their entire lives of faith. And then, in an instant, by the consent of her parents and this community, and most importantly, by water and the word, Eliana Wicks Escudero will be clothed in righteousness and seated at the feet of Jesus, baptized and set free. Thanks be to God. Amen? Amen? That's a lot. That's a lot that we're doing. These are big things that we promise. These are big things that we believe. These are big things we are proclaiming together today. I want you to hear again part of the second reading of the day from Paul's letter to the Galatians, in which he tries to talk about these big things. He said, "Now before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian, for in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith." In other words, baptism, what we are doing today, is more than just merely welcoming a child into a community. It's also setting a person, a beloved child of God, free. Free from imprisonment. Not free from imprisonment by the law, but from fear of the law. Because if we live by fear, then we don't know really who God is. If we live by fear, we don't know who Christ is. For through Christ we have come to know God, a God of love and mercy and grace and generosity and justice and liberation for all the people of this world. Amen? Now, when the people from the city came to check out this crazy story they had heard about the demons and the pigs and the lake, they were afraid because they found a man sitting at the feet of Jesus, fully clothed and in his right mind. And why do you think that was something that made them afraid? It could be because they had never seen something like this before. This isn't how things are supposed to work. It could be because they realized that maybe, just maybe, that man shouldn't have had to live naked and in the tombs outside the city. And that maybe, just maybe, they could have done something to help him themselves. Maybe they were afraid because once they saw that healing, and that healing is possible, and what Jesus could do, they would have to accept who Jesus is. And then they would have to make some changes. I wonder if maybe we don't get afraid at a baptism because we don't understand it, and because we don't think it really has anything to do with us, and that we aren't afraid because it doesn't change us at all. But I invite you this morning to be fully here and to embrace this moment as we once again get to see a beautiful child of God baptized and set free, sitting at the feet of Jesus. I invite you to take the promises that we make today seriously and to consider what it means that this community has made promises to countless babies and teenagers and college students and adults over the nearly last 100 years. For nearly a century now, UniLu members, UniLuvians, as I like to call them, have promised to rejoice with multitudes and to pray with them and to support them in their lives of faith through joys and sorrows and beginnings and endings, through peacetime and through wartime. And that's a lot. And maybe, therefore, we should be a little bit afraid. But, dear ones, I would rather live into the holy fear of that great responsibility than to live in fear of my neighbor, or of an epidemic, or of a nuclear war, or of whatever the powers and principalities have told me to fear next. I would rather live into the holy fear of a loving God, a God who loves me beyond what I can understand, than live imprisoned by comfort, prejudice, sin, and senseless wars against my fellow children of God. Eliana's name, by the way, means in Hebrew, "My God has answered." What a beautiful name, Amy and Leonardo. My God has answered. Scriptures don't tell us the name of that man, that person that Jesus healed, but I imagine that as he was sitting at the feet of Jesus, he was saying something like that. Eliana, my God has answered. As we pray for the world in these difficult days, it's good for us today to be reminded that God has answered us before. God has cast out demons and toppled empires and brought peace and healed the sick and sent prophets to lead the way. This is most certainly true. And what also is true is that God has done these things through us. God has done these things through the baptized, through those of us who have lived into their baptismal identities, free of fear and full of the Spirit. There are so many reasons we might be afraid this morning. But remember, we've been here before. We've been at the verge of war before. We've been at war before. We've been at the water's edge before. We have certainly been gathered at the font before. And therefore, we are not afraid. We're not afraid of healing. We're not afraid of liberation. We are not afraid of the saving love of God in Christ Jesus. We're not afraid of what accepting that love might mean in our lives and the changes we might make. For God is good and Christ is raised, and love has already won the battle. Amen? Today, Eliana joins us and all the saints who came before us as one people, set free from fear, set free from sin, set free from those things and persons and idolatries and false prophets who would try to draw us from God and from God's desire of peace and freedom for all humanity. Welcome to the church, Eliana. Congratulations, Amy and Leonardo. Be not afraid. God is with you, and so are we, every step of the way. Let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.